I love a beautiful lawn. You love a beautiful lawn. Everybody loves a beautiful lawn, but they don't love how long it takes and how difficult it can be. And that is where True Green comes into play because it's the easiest and most affordable way to get that beautiful lawn. Let's be real. You've got plenty of other things to do in your free time than focus on your lawn care. So let True Green take care of all of that hard work while you get to do everything else that you want to do, like go play golf. Here's what you need to do. Visit truegreen.com, okay? It allows you to do you. Let them do the lawn care. And if you visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, that is all guaranteed. You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They offer a satisfaction guarantee and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. It's truegreen.com. Get started now.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your recap episode for this week's RBC Heritage Round 2 style. Mark Immelman is not only here, but he is there. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Rick. Welcome to my very cool digs here for the week. Five-bedroomed house right off the golf course, and I'm here by my lonesome if you want to pull in.
Is that an open invite to anybody listening on the pod or just for me?
Just for you.
Oh, okay.
Love our fans, but just for you.
I appreciate that. I wish I could take you up on it. It does look very nice and modern. It does. It looks, listen, that's my vibe right there.
Yeah. No, well, I know you and me. It's very much my wife's vibe too. She likes this like shiplappy, modern sort of contemporary thing. So it's right up her alley.
I love it. I love it. Well, let's get into the golf because there's a lot to talk about here, Mark. We've got a log jam at the top of the leaderboard. We've got 4 tied for the lead. We've got 3 more, 1 shot back. There's just a lot happening, but let's start with what happened early in the day. And that was Tom Hoagie going out and shooting a bogey-free 64 to go with his Thursday 67. You add it all up. That's 11 under par. He is currently one of our co-leaders. And Mark, this is a golf course that on paper should set up really well for Tom Hoagie. His results here have been far from that. Maybe everything has clicked here this week.
Yeah, certainly. Here's the thing about this golf course, right? You could be a really good ball striker, but you could hit one sort of down the right center of the fairway and be blocked out to the green, or you could hit something that just overfades. And then the ball, what I love that the rules officials have done this week, not so much in years past, where they've cut the rough down. So if the ball gets to rolling on the firm surfaces, it'll roll all the way through into the trees and the pine straw and that sort of thing. And then out of bounds very close too. So you almost get the sense in where this golf course would have suited a Tom Hoagie in the past. Now, with the way it's playing, it almost suits him more. Now, it's a funny sort of a place because if you come here the week after the Masters, and this is perennially the date, you know, after that event, everyone's kind of worn out. The adrenaline's worn off a little bit. And then you try and get back up and maybe you're struggling with a game because whereas the Masters is big and expansive and precision is required, this place is tight and intimate. So it hems you in visually and mentally a little bit too. So I don't know why he hasn't played well. It would make sense that he would, but it certainly makes sense that he's playing well this week, given what his form has been like this year so far.
Yeah, it was just going to be a matter of time before Tom Hoagie started playing well at Harbortown. How about another Tom, Mark, this one being Tom Kim, who shot a Friday 66. And it has been a very quiet year for Tom Kim. He obviously defended, got another victory in Vegas, but that was in the fall. This 66 ties his lowest score since Phoenix. It probably hasn't been the start to the year that he has wanted, yet plenty of opportunities, not only this week, but as we head into the rest of the summer and major championship season.
Yeah, well, look, we have to sort of acknowledge that he's been working on his golf swing a little bit with Chris Comer. So there have been some changes. And oftentimes when a player is trying to compete with that going on, it's hard to trust. And it's been like signature event, big event, signature event. And so there's not much downtime for these guys to go and, you know, work and cobble and craft on their game. But I talked with him here recently, and I spoke recently with Paul Tesori, his new caddy as well. And Paul was like, right now I'm saying to him, Tom, hit a fade 175 right there, and it's landing on the button. And then I spoke with Tom, and I said to him, it's looking good. And he sort of got that little Tom Kim smile on his face. He goes, yeah, it's getting better. So I feel like this is kind of the culmination of everything that's happening. And look, it's that situation again where you're coming off the Masters. Maybe you just take a breath. Maybe it's not like you're not trying as hard, but you're just freewheeling a bit more. And maybe that's just what he needed to find a little mojo.
Well, certainly the mojo has been engaged for Tom Kim, and it's been engaged for Patrick Cantlay, who opened 67-66. That is currently a tie for eighth at 9 under par. He got off to a hot start on Friday, Mark. He was 4 under when he made the turn, and he tacked on another one at 10. So he was 5 under through 10. This is a golf course that Patrick Cantlay has done everything but win at. Some of the best course history of anybody in this field, and he's at it again.
Yeah, course history here is impeccable. I was on the call for that playoff with Jordan Spieth a few years ago where he kind of had the upper hand going down 18, and he had a ball that sort of stood up in the breeze and and landed in the bunker plugged, and Jordan plugged one in the bunker too in the face. And I was sort of preparing mentally for an extra hole. And Jordan hit this miraculous shot out there to a few inches, really, and iced the thing. But, yeah, I had a sense that Cantlay would play well. To me, last week at Augusta National, he looked very sharp without really doing anything special. And he came up a bit empty on and around the greens. And so I felt like this week was going to be a really nice week for him. And so I'm excited, really, given that I've got him in one and done this week, that he is playing well. And I expect him to accelerate, because the little bit I saw this morning, it looked like everything he was trying to hit, he was hitting. It wasn't like he was accidentally getting balls on these small greens. Every ball he set up to, he delivered. So obviously a lot of confidence in the golf swing right now.
When Patrick Cantlay plays well, his partner in crime, Xander Schauffele, plays well. And that's exactly what happened on Friday. These two are going to team up again at the Zurich Classic next week, but there's work to be done here in Hilton Head. Xander tied Tom Hoagie with the round of the day, a 64 mark that featured not one, but two different eagles on the card. He added three more birdies, not a single square to be found. And Xander flies up the leaderboard, currently in a tie for 18th.
Another guy who's playing well. His record this year has been fantastic. I think he's had like 8 top 10s or something stupid. That's not counting the Masters. And I had to laugh in the Masters where, you know, social media picked him afterwards and they're like, this is so on brand for Xander because he backs into a top 10. I mean, the guy was playing in the third to last group, I think, on Sunday. So he was in the mix. But the whole week, you know, first couple rounds, shot a couple 72s. Nothing really went for him. And then that 70 on Saturday was really good. And every little bit I got to see, it looked like he was on point. So again, he's just bringing good form in here, and he's gaining traction with a swing change he's made as well. And it's about time. Look, I thought maybe last week I was high on Xander at the Masters. So maybe this is the week. Maybe this is the week he builds on for a big weekend run.
More and more big boys on the top of this board. Let's go to Ludvig Åberg. And Mark, he's opened up with a pair of 66s. This one, he really got hot at the end of his round. He was just 1 under through 12 until he made birdies on 13, 15, 17, and 18, destroyed that closing stretch of golf at Harbortown. And I am running out of superlatives. I'm running out of adjectives to describe this Swede who is not even a year as a professional yet.
For the people that haven't seen him hit a golf ball, if you get a chance to go to a PGA Tour event and he's in the field, make a point of going to watch him. because I think Patrick McDonald had the perfect tweet for it, where in round one, Ludwig hit this 2-iron from like 270 yards, miles in the air, landed softly to about 15 feet, which he made for eagle. And Patrick said, the machines are taking over, which I thought was so appropriate, because you talk to anyone who's watched him play, and I didn't see the round yesterday. While I was traveling, I watched it on PGA Tour Live. I saw him hit some this morning, and my spotter Craig was out with him in the morning for the morning coverage. And he's like, Mark, it's like it's unreal. I mean, the guy, the way he swings, he never backs down on anything, the quality of the ball strike, the elevation it goes. And then you couple all of that with the fact that the dude's walking around with a smile on his face half the time. So it's almost uncanny how he's just taking golf as it is, and he steps up and just stamps out shot after shot after shot. And if he starts making putts, man, it could start to get a bit dangerous for the competition.
Yeah, it really could. And it is rare that someone is in the eye line on a second shot of Rory McIlroy, but that's what Ludwig was doing, because he was hitting it past Rory early and often. Let's talk about the Northern Irishman. Rory McIlroy follows up his Thursday 67 with a Friday 68. Mark, it was fine. 3 birdies and 15 pars. Nothing spectacular, but he has kept himself in this golf tournament. He's in a tie for 12th, and he is currently 4 shots off the lead.
Yes, where I stand, because I'm eternally optimistic with Rory. He clearly is not comfortable with his golf swing right now. And you can see a lot of shots that he strikes that are online, and they might look good in strokes gained. He hasn't really caught them, so they're sort of unconvincing, if you will. So that's kind of the negative, and he's going to have to somehow find some form over the weekend, because these targets around here are small. But that being said, you can argue that, look, to win tournaments, you're going to have a bad day, maybe a bad day and a half, and you have to keep yourself in the tournament with your short game and with your wile and your guile and such. And that's what Rory has done. So I think on one hand, it's impressive to watch him pitching and putting and chipping and putting around the place here, but he's going to have to find a way to hit the ball on the target a little bit more. The good news, Rick, is he has said that he feels comfortable with a full swing. And if he is in between irons, he's just going flat out. When he was going flat out, he would hit that long left once in a while. Now, I've not watched all of his golf, but I saw him hit a few balls that didn't get left of the target line, which is a big deal. So maybe there's a little something percolating there. But right now, I feel like if he wants to threaten, he's going to have to tighten up a little bit over the weekend with the iron game.
He's playing a ton of golf right now. He is playing the week after the Masters for the first time in 15 years. He is playing with Shane Lowry in the Zurich Classic next week. So he is teeing it up early and often. We've got more guys at the top of the leaderboard and other big names, including the number one player in the world, that we need to discuss. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time. just like me, and also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Fiori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Fiori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
And we're back. Mark, the number one player in the world, Scottie Scheffler, got off to a slow start on Thursday, but he has looked very Scottie-esque since then. It was a Friday 65. It was bogey-free. It was just vintage Scheffler as he moves up 16 spots on the leaderboard. He's in a tie for 10th. He is three shots off the lead. And you told me that you saw, 11 holes or so of Scottie this afternoon.
Yeah, I just went out there on my look. It was part reconnaissance, but I just decided to go and walk and watch golf like a fan. And I joined him on 7, where he drove in the middle of the fairway and hit the ball 25 feet under the flag. Then on 8, he knocked it in there 15 feet. And on, 7, the par 3. And then on 8, down the fairway on the green that he makes for birdie from 15 feet. 9, he'd ridiculous drive through the back of the green in a bunker. I couldn't make birdie. And it was just. Rick, I kept on saying to Aaron Oberholz, who was on the call for Golf Channel, I'm like, this guy is just he just is relentless. He just keeps coming. And then he had a tee shot down the 11th hole, which is single file at best. And it always plays into a bit of a courtly breeze. Tough. I mean, he was alongside Jordan, who went down the left-hand side in the coquina and the trees. And Scotty just steps up there and laces one right down the heart of the fairway. And it just was a round that came so easy. And then he had a 3-wood on 14, the par 5, off a tight lie that he whipped over the top of the trees to the middle of the green. I took a video of it because, honestly, I was like a fanboy. That thing's going to be on Instagram pretty shortly. And I was like, this guy, when I'm working out there and I've got my headset on and I'm watching golf, you've got voices in your head and you're waiting for calls and there's all sorts of stuff going on. But I just watched him today. I wasn't having to talk to anyone, and I was enamored by the way he plays the game. And then after the round in scoring, I just caught up with him, and I'm like, congratulations for the Masters. And he was typically unassuming. And then I spoke with Ted Scott, and I'm like, Ted, this is ridiculous, man. And Ted sort of laughed. He goes, yeah, I just say to him, hey, Scotty, hit it on that tabletop over there from 200 yards. He's like, and he does it. And then I said, and that tee shot down 11? And Ted laughed. He goes, yeah, it's just ridiculous how he just steps up there with driver, swings away, just squares it up, and finds the fairway every single time. He goes, Scotty makes tiny targets look massive. And that was the best descriptor I could hear, because the way he's swinging it and playing right now, targets that are like this big, to him, he plays to them like he's playing into the ocean. And it's so free. It's liberating. I mean, if I sound like I'm glowing, I am, because he put on a display this afternoon. 65 was the highest he could have shot.
Yeah, special stuff what Scotty's doing right now. He's only a few shots off the lead heading into the weekend. One of our leaders, co-leaders, there's four of them right now, was our overnight leader, that JT Poston. And Mark, this was an interesting round. It wasn't JT's best. It was a 68, but it was bogey free. He only made 3 birdies. The way that he got this done was pretty interesting. He only hit 6 greens. So I can do a little bit of math. That's 12 that he missed. He was able to get up and down on all of those. That's why there is not a square on that scorecard. So he held this together and posted a number that is going to allow him to be 1 of 4 with 36 to go.
Yeah. Well, look, that's what you got to do. And when I always love coming back to Hilton Head and Harbor Town, because it's such a wonderful golf course. It's a course that anyone can play. And if you play well, you can make birdies. And if you play poorly, it'll penalize you. And I walked out there and the first target I saw was number 7, the par 3. And I was behind the green. I'm like, geez, these targets are small. And then I get to 8 and I'm like, holy cow, this is tiny with water down the left. And then you just keep walking around there and the green's like 11, which is 13, 12, I should say, and 13. They're these tiny little targets. So I can see why if you're a little off, you're going to be missing targets. But that's what you've got to do around here. You've got to keep yourself in the game. And fortunately for JT, he was able to. But someone's going to have a round like that. Maybe not 6 greens, but certainly 9. And to stay in this thing, because I feel like it is going to be a little bit of a birdie bonanza over the weekend. You're going to have to make saves. And so good on JT for keeping himself in the mix for a shot over the weekend.
Yeah, there is a 2-time major winner also in that log jam at 11 under par. That's Colin Morikawa, 65, 66. And he had kind of a similar day to JT Poston, Mark. He missed 10 greens, but he got up and down in all of those. His game, it doesn't always look like he's with the way that he's striking it, but he's getting some good results this week.
Well, to your observation about how he looks, he had a long session on the driving range after he played. And he was on the phone with someone. Now, look, he had been working with Mark Blackburn, and the news that they've split, this news they've split recently. So he's searching a little bit right now. And I talked with his caddy, JJ, who had the phone out and was videoing golf swings and stuff. So JJ's like, man, he hit it horribly today. But he made 65 or 7 or whatever, 66, forgive me. And he goes, so he got by the day. But there was a lot of construction going on. Not construction, maybe. That's elaborate. He was just hitting a whole lot of balls. And so he clearly is searching a little bit. But, you know, sometimes when you're in that place as a competitor, it sort of stiffens the resolve. And you go out with less expectation. And when that happens, it's kind of like the sick golfer, you know, when they always seem to play well because they're not expecting much. Well, maybe Colin's not expecting much, and this just could be that special juice that he needs to get one across the line now.
Yeah, he's somewhat dangerous when things don't seem to be going his way. Maybe that is something he likes, to be the little bit of the underdog there. Well, let's see who the favorites are, according to our friends over in Las Vegas. And I imagine there's going to be a familiar name at the top of this odds board. No, I'm wrong. There is not. Colin Morikawa is the favorite. I just assumed that Scottie Scheffler is always the favorite, Mark. That's not the case. Colin is 4-1. Ludwig is 5-1. Scottie, a horrible long shot, 6-1. Oh my gosh, I haven't seen that in quite a long time. JT Poston at 9-1. Everybody else is longer than that. So we've got ourselves a good one brewing right now.
The only thing that's slowing Scheffler down is his wife with child. I asked him, I'm like, how's Meredith? And he goes, no, she's doing fine. And I left it right there. So look, Scotty at plus 600, he showed us what he could do last week at the Masters, where these odds were shorter. But Ludwig is, man, it is special stuff. And these are both guys playing well with a lot of confidence. But I'm kind of looking down the list there. If you want some value for money, I think Cantlay at plus 1,000 and then Sahith at plus 1,800, those wouldn't be bad to lay a dollar or two on there and see how that turns out.
Yeah, the Cantlay one is very, very appealing. 10-1, he's fired 2 great rounds already. He's been phenomenal here, just 2 shots off the lead. Yeah, that feels just about right. But either way, Mark, it is setting up. The thing with these signature events, no cut, smaller fields, they do end up producing a ton of big names on top of the leaderboard, around the top of the leaderboard. I think we're going to get a great final 36 here.
Yeah, and the beauty is they're playing fast too, because they're in twos. I mean, both days they've been done in like 4 hours, or just under 4. So it's going to be fun. There's some weather forecast for Sunday, but it's kind of the thing around here. You're on the ocean, so weather's changeable. But it was bright. It was a little breezy today. It was warm. Ball was flying a long way. There's more of that coming tomorrow. I don't think the wind's going to be enough to really kind of upset the apple cart too much. So I think it's going to be a fun weekend, and we may be a few wide come Sunday afternoon.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to hearing you on the call all weekend long. You can find Mark on the internet, both Instagram and Twitter, at Mark_Immelman. Producer Josh does all the hard work behind the scenes. Thank you, Josh. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.